Aber Yassimo.
Right, good evening. This week, when I was reading the Hamidiyah, I was reading it with my eyes open to see what things would be problematic and what things are not. I think it would be a big ta'elas to just roughly just go through Be'erach. What is there? Imagine someone reads from cover to cover, the whole Hamidiyah. What is there, kafi, what we learned in the Shiurim? Is there any maila to avoid certain parts? Let's get very specific and spend a very short amount of time, Be'ez Hashem. Again, we saw national news, which involves the last week one, at least, was about Trump and Biden, which is not again now anymore. That was full of the first few pages was about that. So a person that's nichlal is not nageya. That's nageya to Tzorech Yaguf, which we said. And then there's a few papers of second lockdown, all the rules of second lockdown. Right, and then you've got the Corbyn suspension. All these things would be included in Heter number 3, that you can read things which are negeh to Tzorech Yaguf, to feel comfortable in your place, to know exactly what's going on, to make the right decisions, to daven, what to do exactly, to feel safe. Coronavirus testing is also Tzorech Yaguf. You've got panic buying, you see what's going on. It wasn't so negeh, NHS. Then you have property news, which is stamp duty deadlines. Right, those are the things which have to, that's not one of the three atayim, and that attack is going to be a problem of, to read that on Shabbos. So really, if someone buys it before Shabbos, he buys it on Wednesday, the chayra, the best thing to do is to open the wrapper, then he gets around the Shiloh of Korea, like we discussed, and then to go straight to the property news, right, if it's negeh to you, then to read that part, like this, you got it off your head, and then you got also Prologis sells UK assets to Blackstone for 473 million. Negeh to you? Okay, so these sort of things, that article is not negeh, it's not one of the three atayim, it's not Tzorech Yaguf, I don't know, unless you're really up there in the game. So that, yeah, business news, which is car production, reaches lowest level, it's not really negeh to most of us, I think. All these things, you can see that there, things which are not negeh. Then you have the health news, obviously the health news which is negeh, effectiveness of masks, and high sugar diet increases gut damage. You can imagine vitamin E and D is good. And then you've got tech news. I'm just going in order of the Hamidiyah, that Italy to build two major components for Moon Plan. Right? Okay, so to read that article would be an issue, according to what we're saying, it would be an issue. You can see there's only selected cases that should be avoided, as a matter to be avoided. Exactly, that could be, yeah, exactly, they're going to take me on. Local news, plans to plant 489 trees in Salford, the past. So you might see a tree outside MH. Yeah. Terror in Vienna is also not nichlal, Israeli news. That's an idea we said is an issue. Holocaust survivor speaks, we said is an issue because it makes a person, it's a bit of a sad story. Then you have Today in History. You remember there's a section called Today in History? In 1983, Bill Gates introduces Windows 1. That's very valuable for our information. It's not included in the Tzorech Yaguf, it's not certainly not a mitzvah, and it's not included in the three atayim. And then you've got, finally, classifiers and recruitments are also a tackle problem. Really, there's only about five of them: property news, business news, tech news, that's an idea. Those sorts of things, classifiers, and that's it, really. Those things should tackle be avoided. All the rest of the Hamidiyah, basically, besides for novels, really, which opens up loads of books, all those things should be, everything else can be read. Now, we said if a person reads a novel, he's got a Mogen Avraham to rely on. There's a Mogen Avraham that says that to read novels, although there's no purpose, or to read about the moon plan, what's the hetzer? We said there's a Mogen Avraham that says if a person feels... Yeah, so if you can squeeze it into that hetzer, maybe, with a bit of imagination, the person's got... The idea is it has to be fit into one of the three atayim, and the person feels genuinely that you can tie that this is one of the three atayim. I think if a person was to keep to these three atayim, then and avoid these few things and novels, then he's raised his Shmir Shabbos in a very big way, because these things are Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. They're not, it's a Gemara, you know, the reading underneath underneath the picture, it's a Gemara, right? It's not like a Chumrah. So if a person manages to Echweis opens it up and the Echweis takes the dodgy parts out and reads it before Shabbos, that's the greatest Shmir Shabbos that a person can do. I do have to add, and to Santa Chab, yes, all these things are okay. You're reading about the second lockdown, it's very important to know. You're reading about the NHS is on high alert to make sure that everyone's okay. Listen to this chap. Number one is, sometimes you're urged, if a person's nearby, a person's spouse, a person's friend who came to eat by you, is sitting nearby and you're reading the paper and you say, vitamin D is very good for... did you see the news here? Did you see what's going on here? Did you see what happened in Vienna? So, those sort of things, to read an article to someone, to read it word for word, to read the headline over here to someone else, that wouldn't be one of their team, because the heta of Tzorech HaGuf, heta number three, to read things which are Tzorech HaGuf, which includes lots of, basically the whole Amidiyah really, Korban, all these things which are really Tzorech HaGuf, we said is muta, but only to read to yourself, not to read it aloud to someone else. You could summarize. Now we explained about Rucha what the reason is, because the whole heta of Tzorech HaGuf is debatable, and the whole issa to read it just visually, without saying it, is also debatable. So we make a svek sveka. So we don't want to rely on just one heta. So you shouldn't be saying it aloud. When regarding the heta number three of Rabbi Natan of Tzorech HaGuf is mutar to read on Shabbos, we say yes, you can rely on Rabbi Natan, but only if you say it quietly, only if you read it quietly. And number two is not to read it again. So those two things, if a person's aware of these two things, then Lamaisa, again, he's avoided the main issues on Shabbos, and Taka, it's a big achievement. I just want to say one interesting thing, is that someone told me, what he does is, he buys the Hamidiyah, at least whatever the paper is, he buys it on Thursday, and he goes through it, he's very rushed for time during the week, he goes through it, Bekias, you know Bekias, Bekias and Ian, yeah? He goes... The kiosk, you know, he looks at the headlines, and then on Shabbos he's got time to sit on the Be'ion. Then he could do Shnei Mikra. The Maisa, once a person has seen the headlines that the NHS is squeezed again and the post office is going to close a third of the cash machines, he's already seen the headlines that the post office is going to close it, so to read it, that's not so geshmak. Listen, it is quite a hard, it's quite a heavy going, but the Maisa, as a state, and someone who is able to deal with this, and the Maisa is a greater Shmir Shabbos, it's a big Zachiyah. That's been a gear to reading the things on Shabbos, and we have to move on to another Inyan, which is the reason why I want to move on to Inyans, because I just want to do a simple Shaila. When you finish with the Hamidiyah on Motzei Shabbos, what can you do with the papers which has got Divrei Torah in? Some of them got very, very good Musa Haskel, some of them got they're quoting good Schreira from Halacha, from some of them got Fester Shtiklach Torah. Can you just put it in the bin? Or maybe not in the bin, can you put it in the recycle bin? What would you say the Halacha is to that? Now that got me thinking, to it opens a whole sugya, and really in the Maisa I think it's quite appropriate, I think it's a very geshmak anoisa, it's very, let's go straight into it, and I want to share with the Olam that the Maisa, there are two items that you'll see that we know of. There's a mitzvah item, and there's holy item, kedusha item, right? You'll see that the chalk and cheese. You have the moshel, a mitzvah item is an item that you do a mitzvah with it, right? Echvisa arba minim, it comes to Hishana, Shofar, Sechach, because with the Sechach you're yoked to the mitzvah of Sukkah, right? That's there's no kedusha to it. It's not kodesh, it's not holy. Whereas when it comes to holy items such as sephorim, tefillin, mezuzahs, those things are holy. They're kodesh. And they got the halachas are completely no shaykhas. Number one is, when it comes to a mitzvah item, be'etzem you can use it for your own tzorach. Let's say you have an esrog here, then you haven't got esrog here, right, from last year. You ate the mitzvah of esrog throughout the whole sukkah. So now you want to use the esrog box, echves, it's on your table. You want to use it just to hold down a few papers, to hold open the window, to hold, echves, just stretch of imagination. Just imagine you wanted to use it. There's no problem using a mitzvah which is finished. No, a mitzvah item hasn't got kedusha. So you can use, right? That's number one. Whereas when it comes to tefillin, mezuzah, sforim, you have a sefer, even if it's you have finished using it, you don't want it anymore. Lamaisa, it's kodosh, and you can't use it for your own sefer. You can't use it to block out the sunlight in order that you shouldn't have the sun on you. That would be a problem. Another thing is, a mitzvah item, you don't need to bury it. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, what you need to do with it. Be covered, just make sure there's no bizoin. You can't hack it. You can't treat it with disgrace. But there's no mitzvah to be going as it, to kavura, there's no mitzvah to bury it. When it comes to something, dovash of a kedusha, it has to be treated mamish like a people. It has to be properly buried. We call it Geniza, and it has to be buried correctly. It's literally Kedusha has literally got a very high level. And number three chilek is that when it comes to a mitzvah item, only the mitzvah item has got a din of a mitzvah, whereas the holder doesn't have a din of a mitzvah, right? So you can have a beautiful esrog holder, but the maisa you can, I don't know if you'd want to, you can theoretically throw in the bin, right? Whereas, when you have, there's no din covered, whereas when you come to a dover kodosh, anything which is helping it, guarding it, making it look nice, it's got the same halacha as the actual holy item. So you can have a sefer Torah, or you have a tefillin case, a mezuzah case. The case, let's say someone buys you a whole new set of tefillin and a talis and tefillin and bags, new talis and tefillin bags. The talis and the talis bag can literally be put in the bin. We'll see Be'ez Hashem how you do that, but they're covered, right? Whereas the tefillin, not only the tefillin you can't put it, you have to be going as it, that has to be a proper kavura, geniza. Even the bag needs to, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the bag, yeah, or at least the covers, that has to be the cover of the tefillin. The box, yeah? We'll see Be'ez Hashem. It's a bit machloek, lechatchila also the bag, because the Ritzur also has got a din kedusha. Okay, we'll see Be'ez Hashem. The Maaseh, you see how far it goes. That the actual chafsa shel mitzvah you can really put in a bin. Really, the esrog can really be put in a bin, they're covered. But a tefillin bag has to be geniza. It just shows the two extremes. You may be asking that what defines, how in the world did Sforim and tefillin and mezuzahs be classified as this such a chomadiga thing as kedusha, whereas when it comes to Arba Minim, why is Arba Minim not got kedusha? Why is a shofar not got kedusha? Shofar's no good? We blue shofars. No, why can't we say that's got kedusha? What defines an item to be considered kedusha and not kedusha?
The means to the end.
Sorry?
The means to the end. The means to the end.
Let's say, okay, I could eat, well, when a maaser tefillin really is it also means the Torah, I can understand that. But when it comes to the moshul tefillin, then efsha, that also means the end. And a filahochi, it's Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, this is amazing. This just, you know, gives a proper Torah perspective of it. Anything that has words of Torah makes the item a dover kodesh so extreme that it needs geniza, and the holder needs geniza, and it's mashunadik, and you can't do anything with it. Whereas when it comes to a talis, when it comes to a Chanukah menorah, when it comes to an esrog, when it comes to ishanas, a shofar, there's no signs of oisius shel kedusha, and therefore you can literally the other extreme. I think it's an amazing insight of it. Megillas Esther is sifri kodesh. There's no different to any sefer which. Even if it hasn't got a shame, any dover kodesh, any words that you would need to say brachas atayra for anything like this, so there. But etzem also the box of the sefer the box of the megillah would also have to be geniza. I think it's an amazing thing. You should know the Chofetz Chaim already writes this. The Chofetz Chaim compares someone who learns to, he says, he takes it a step further and he says there shouldn't be any difference to a sefer who writes a Sefer Torah, we're saying it's got Kedusha. So if a person learns a Daf Gemara, he says the person also got Kedusha. Just like a Sefer Torah. He says, Demai Greyasa. Why should it be worse? Hamoyach Shebaroishai, the brain that you have in your mind, in your head, Min Ha'oir Hahu, from the leather, from the parchment that the Sefer is writing. Just as much that a person is able to put Kedusha onto a paper, and therefore the paper has to have Geniza, so too a person can put Torah onto his guf, and the guf will need to have, and the guf will need to have Geniza. And Rabbi Yisai, this is where it sent me for a sixer. I remember I was learning towards the halachas of, to get for Heran Hilchas Avelus, and there's one halacha that is so inspiring. You know, usually you see halachas, you know, this is meaty, this is milky. There's not much inspiration going on there. It's the chweses halacha, technicalities. You've got to make sure this is milky, this is meaty. There's one halacha that is just, it sends you flying. This is amazing. There's halacha that if a person, le'oleinu, is a b'shas ma'isa in the same room as a person who is nifta, is b'shas patira, there's a chiv to do kriya. Okay, there's a chiv to do kriya. So even if a person's not a korov, there's a chiv to do kriya because he's there b'shas asiyas neshama. Okay, so now, the ma'isa is, The Gesher Chaim writes it's very hard to be makbid on it, because if you're going to be mechayib every person, the Chaver Kedisha, to do it every time they buy someone, they're not going to have any clothes, and it's not so geshmak, and they're not going to be able to, they're going to stop going. The Maaser Rav Moshe disagreed with it. Rav Moshe held, the Maaser, it's a din in Gemara that a person has to tear kriya b'shatzi sees in Shama. The Maaser, what the minhag is, a lot of people do, they tear a little bit at the bottom of the shirt, b'shatzi sees in Shama, because according to some opinions, that's called kriya, that's how they do it, the Maaser. Listen to this. What's the reason why a b'shas yisiyas neshama person has to take kriya? He's not a korov. He's a random person just helping out in the hospital. Why? Says Rashi, because the goof is like a sefer Torah that got burned, just like the halacha is if a person sees lo yaleinu, a person sees a sefer Torah that gets burned, the halacha is, this happened many times in the world, in the wall, a person is a chi of kriya. There's a chi of kriya, to tear proper chi of kriya. So too, says Rashi, a goof of a person is also, he's also the same, says Rashi, because Mistoma, he learned Torah. Ein lecha reik shabi Yisrael, every single person in Klal Yisrael has learned Torah, right? And even women, that's what the Bisyasa writes, that even women, they know something about halachas epas, they know something about Torah. Says the Shach, listen, when I saw this Shach, I couldn't believe it. Says the Shach, it's brilliant. He says, what happens with children? Obviously, Lo Yaleinu Baruch Hashem in Shtot has been very clean upon this. Baruch Hashem, Hashem should carry on with his Rachmanas. As Baruch Hashem, we haven't seen such Zachem. But Lo Yaleinu, a person, if there's a child, a 2-year-old, there is no Chiyuv to take Kriya. As we stay Shach. Zog the Shach. From when a child starts learning Torah, he's a 3-year-old that goes to nursery and he says, Torah Siva Lona Moshe Marashi Kiles Yaakov, Moidani Lefanecho, he says words of Torah. He's now put Divrei Torah into his goof. Now there's a Chiyuv Kriya. You can just picture a matzah where a person is a Chavei Kedisha, Chayis Lo Yaleinu again. There's two units, one's a 2-year-old, one's a 3-year-old. The Chiyuv Kriya is only on the 3-year-old because he's a Sefer Torah. The 2-year-old, he's nishkan sefer Torah. Is a grace in the Shama, a grace in the Shama. He's not a sefer Torah shavala. I think it's such an amazing insight. It just gives a perspective. When a person sits down and learns a Mishnah, he learns, he comes to a Shea and he's absorbing Torah al Shemei Ka'ono. He goes through Amud Gemara. He's putting the words of Torah onto his goof, and it's literally lahalocha. It's not some play of words or anything like that. It's literally, as we state in Shach, as we say, Aloch and Amai says, brought down all the poskim, that on a 2-year-old, there wouldn't be a chiv kriya because there's nishkan sefer Torah. He hasn't placed the words of Torah onto his guf. Whereas when it comes to a 3-year-old that's already said words of Torah, even aleph base, the poskim want to say aleph base, a person has to say a birchas Torah for aleph base. Let's say a person wants to teach aleph base to his grandson. He's mechuyev to say a birchas Torah before aleph base. Aleph base is a grace of Zachan. So that, I think that's a very powerful halacha. Okay, we'll finish with those halachas. Now we're going to move into Geshmak HaZachen. Before we see these fascinating halachas, there are certain things, which I mentioned before, that don't even enter even a mitzvah item. Don't forget, we've got a mitzvah item, Esrog, and you've got a kodesh, a holy item, a sefer. But there's certain things that not even a mitzvah item. Lemoshel, let me speak about a person that has a picture of a godel. It's taka moody gazach and vahoyo in echo roses marecha, it's machazak, it's grace azachan about it. But if a person is at a corner and he needs to refurb a certain house, he's clearing out the house, and he's forced, he's got a skip there, he hasn't got time to discard it nicely, me'ikad in, that he can even put it in a bin which is derech bizoyin, because it's not even a mitzvah item. Again, he might want to discard it in a nice way, but the ma'isa me'ikad in, there wouldn't be an issue with putting it in a real bin, because it's not a chefsa shal mitzvah. That I think we could sort of relate to. And when it comes to a tzedakah box, it's also not a chefsa shal mitzvah, because a tzedakah box, you can't really give the money to the person in need via not a tzedakah box. It's not mamash a chefsa. We all understand that, as long as it hasn't got writing on psukim on, that we understand. A chala cover, a chala dekel, also the same thing. As long as it hasn't got psukim on, we can understand if a person needs to put in this directly in the bin, even with the rubbish, there's no issue. It's not even a mitzvah. These sorts, a couple is also included in those sorts of things. I think now we're ready to go into the mitzvah items and the sit and the kodesh items. There's a lot of chiddushim coming, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.